Two different takes on the nation's job market.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Employment consultants Challenger Gray and Christmas said today planned layoffs last month reached a two-year high. Ironically, another survey from payroll firm ADP said private firms added 91,000 jobs in September. John Challenger says the private data could make for some better news, perhaps, with an upcoming Labor Department report.
We saw zero jobs created, last month, so positive is certainly room for some hope.
That big September jobs report comes out Friday. The U.S. Justice Department and the New York Attorney General's office are suing Bank of New York Mellon, claiming the bank cheated pension funds for a decade and made off with more than $2 billion. Marketplace's Gregory Warner is with us live now with the latest on that story from the East Coast. Good morning, Gregory.
Good morning.
What is Bank of New York specifically accused of doing?
Defrauding institutional clients on foreign currency transactions. Mm. And these clients range from the pension funds of librarians and firefighters to the state of New York to companies like Disney and GE. All these investors gave money to Bank of New York Mellon to exchange currency on their behalf with the understanding that the bank would get them the best price. That's not what happened, according to the lawsuit. And according to Harry Markopoulos, he's a fraud examiner, probably most famous for sounding the early alarm on Bernie Madoff.
Yeah.
But his detective work led to this lawsuit.
The custody banks have been promising a best price, real-time execution. And instead, they backdate these trades up to 20 hours, giving the worst price to the pension funds.
Meanwhile, the bank picks up better prices for their own trades, and they pocket the difference, and that difference is the $2 billion that they got over a decade, according to prosecutors.
What does this mean, Gregory, for the banking industry, then?
The important thing here is that it is not just Bank of New York involved in these trades. I spoke to one currency trader this morning. He says his firm is trying to get out of these arrangements with clients where the bank can set the price. Markopoulos says he hopes to see all the custody banks get completely out of currency exchange and a whole new industry emerge of currency traders that actually represent their clients' interests.
Marketplace's Gregory Warner. Greg, thanks.
Thanks.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are higher right now. The Dow up 49 points at 10,858. Applications for home mortgages fell last week, largely reflecting a drop in demand for refinancing. A dispute involving television's longest-running sitcom, The Simpsons, threatens to pull the cartoon plug. Fox TV is looking to cut the voice actors' salaries by as much as 45%. New York Times culture reporter Dave Itzkoff is with us now to talk about it. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You got it. A 45% pay cut? How did they come up with that number?
The voice actors from the show are pretty well compensated. I mean, they started off, years back making, maybe $150,000 a year. And since then, I mean, according to, the latest reports, they are now up to about $8 million a year for their work on the show. And it sounds like the cuts that Fox is proposing would be offset by, merchandising revenue, a cut of that piece of the pie that they get from, selling Simpsons toys and lunchboxes and T-shirts. They would like to have a little bit of that, make up for the salary that they're giving up.
What's the cast countering with? I mean, what are they saying, these voiceover folks?
Right. Well, the voice actors are saying that they would be willing to give up a portion of their salary. They're proposing a 30% cut, but what they would like in return is a portion of the revenue that's generated from all of the licensing and merchandising of the Simpsons characters. So they feel that they contribute to the characters and to how people perceive the characters, and that they should be entitled to some of that money as well.
I know the Simpsons have been on Fox since pretty much there's been a Fox, right?
Exactly.
I mean, Fox has been around since the 80s. I know Simpsons came on just maybe a year or two after the network started. What is Fox like without the Simpsons?
It's really hard to say because, it is such a huge part of the character of the network. I mean, we all know that, everything has to come to an end at some point. But, it's such a unique cultural phenomenon. I mean, life would go on in some form. But, it would really be, a different Fox without that show.
Dave Itzkoff from the New York Times joining us from New York. Dave, thanks.
Certainly. Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, insuring more than 80 million customers worldwide and providing retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. AllianzUSA.com. By Novo Nordisk, since 1923, combining drug discovery with technology to turn science into diabetes treatments at NovoNordisk-US.com. And by Reputation.com, helping small business owners, professionals, and executives monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation.com.
It's not the big redesign many were expecting, but it is an upgrade for Apple's iPhone 4S, especially for the camera. Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports on what that means for digital camera makers.
Apple's new iPhone camera has a higher resolution, a low-light lens, and it takes pictures fast, in about a second. Michael Gartenberg is with research firm Gartner.
You add it all up together, and it means you have a ubiquitous camera in your pocket as well as a phone.
He says for camera makers like Canon, Olympus, and Nikon, that's a problem.
I think we've hit the beginning of the end of the point-and-shoot camera. So many people are using their camera phones instead of taking along another device.
Of the 600 billion digital pics taken by amateurs every year, 60% are taken on camera phones. The market for digital cameras is flat. But industry analyst Steve Hoffenberg says camera phones still have a long way to go before they displace the point-and-shoot completely.
People like having separate, dedicated digital cameras to use for special occasions.
Like when you're on vacation or your kid graduates from college. I'm Jennifer Collins. For Marketplace.
Finally, what prestige for Saul Perlmutter, the University of California scientist named as one of three Nobel Prize winners in physics. He'll share $1.5 million in winnings, but here's something Perlmutter will get that to some may be even more valuable. His own parking spot on the Berkeley campus, something the university gives its Nobel laureates. I'm Steve Chiatakis, who still has to pay to park in downtown Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Ah, college days. Freedom, exploration, discovery, and this too.
I was eligible for every grant in the book, every loan. Still came out with $30,000 of debt.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. One solution? A bachelor's degree for less than $10,000. The story next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.